Welcome to Journal Club for March 11th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. In the paper we're looking at today, researchers have built a system that allows a doctor to control a fleet of nanorobots inside a patient's body. In this episode, co-host Brett Beckerman shows us how it works and how they built it.
Human-machine interfaces have been around for centuries, slowly evolving as new advancements emerge in each field. Consider how far we've come since the first four-way joystick was developed by Atari in 1977. Today, our choice of system controllers is vast: touchscreens, keyboards, voice commands, and virtual reality, all offering users a level of control suited to their needs. Sure, controlling a simple 2D spacecraft through a sea of asteroids may have seemed challenging to some, but with modern advancements, the extent to which some controllers are used is rather awe-inspiring. Take the Da Vinci surgical system, for example. It's the perfect display of how humans have progressed to the point where we're able to operate machinery as if it were an extension of our own fingers. But how could we go even further? Could every gesture or movement of our body trigger an action? One could argue that technologies like virtual reality already exist, but they're not capable of capturing fine-grained movements with high resolution. Achieving pinpoint accuracy in real time would skyrocket costs, putting their price point on par with systems like Da Vinci. So how can we control something with low latency and high accuracy in an affordable and intuitive way? Let's find out. Today, we'll explore the integration of human electromagnetic signals into a fully integrated wearable control system, capable of navigating a nanorobot through a complex environment using natural gestures. Computer vision has made strides in navigating nanorobots using real-time, autonomous decision-making and motion control within physical environments via machine learning. This has been particularly important in the medical field, where performing certain procedures requires a level of precision that is impossible for human hands. However, due to the complex and ever-changing environment inside the human body, AI faces an uphill battle with a catalog of challenges. Differing pH levels, temperatures, and flow rates keeps AI on the back foot. The enormous amount of test data required to train these models means that while we are close to pure autonomy, we have yet to achieve it in the micro and nano scales. This is where human intuition comes in. For nanorobots to successfully complete tasks like drug delivery, cell manipulation, or disease diagnosis, a surgeon must intervene when the nanorobots encounter obstacles. But why is this a problem? Well, the interface used for controlling these robots has remained largely unchanged for years. Although the equipment has been refined, the core concept remains the same: a joystick or mouse and keyboard. While this type of control is fine for a simple game, in this case, it involves real human lives. A surgeon accustomed to performing delicate procedures with their hands must now control a microscopic object through a maze of vascular pathways, cellular debris, and biological obstacles. An incredibly challenging task with a steep learning curve requiring months or even years of training. So, how can we allow a surgeon to control nano-sized objects with precision and intuition, without the huge costs and the steep learning curve? The authors of the study aimed to find out just that: a solution that incorporated a wearable device, an electromagnetic generator, and an AR planner, enabling three-dimensional control of a nanorobot. This device needed to consistently extract physiological signals from the user while accurately maneuvering the robots in real time. The researchers proposed a fully integrated wearable control system that detects surface electromyogram signals, or SEMG, and gyroscopic rotations through gestures like waving and wrist rotations. They also incorporated a microphone to allow surgeons to initiate tasks using voice commands. Tests were run using an optical microscope to monitor the speed, rotation, and task execution. To understand the true scale of this innovation, we need to see how these nanorobots are controlled within the body. For this experiment, the researchers used three pairs of Helmholtz coils to generate a rotating magnetic field, or RMF, around the nanorobots, allowing them to maneuver in a three-dimensional space. Picture a cube, but each side is made up of a giant copper hula hoop. Got it? No? Right. Well, I think you should Google three-axis Helmholtz coil, because it's incredibly difficult to describe. Sorry. Anyway, when equal current flows through the coils in the same direction, they produce a uniform magnetic field, enabling the wearer of the control device to make highly precise movements. To test this wireless control system, researchers fitted a human subject with surface mount muscle electrodes fitted to the subject's right arm, a gyroscope band on the subject's left wrist, and an in-ear Bluetooth microphone for voice control. Each gesture performed by the subject's right arm gets picked up by the electrode, is converted and packaged into a unique electromagnetic signal, the SEMG, is sent to a data acquisition or DAC device, is decoded, sanitized, and filtered, is converted to frequency changes. These changes are then mapped to the basic control and guidance of the nanorobots. To understand how the surface mount electrodes package the SEMG signals, we need to look at how the data was processed during each gesture. The signals were captured within time windows, allowing the continuous stream of data to be segmented into usable chunks. These windows lasted approximately 20 milliseconds, capturing one sample per millisecond. Finally, seven features were extracted from the signal to use for machine learning training. These were things like variance, mean absolute value, zero crossing, slope sign change, and others. These made up the unique parameters for each gesture. The entire data collection and processing delay was less than 300 milliseconds. 50 subjects participated, each performing four types of gestures using their right arm. Make a fist, spread fingers, wave in, and wave out. All participants repeated each gesture 25 times, with a 5-second rest period in between. A total of 5,000 segments of SEMG signals were collected, forming a matrix to represent each gesture type and feature. Of the dataset, 80% was used for training and 20% served as the test set. For the tests, the researchers used two different nanorobot types, the first being a Janus microrobot, which is a single micro-scale robot, and a microswarm, which is a collection of magnetic nanoparticles that are able to dynamically change shapes depending on the electromagnetic field around them. To start, each gesture profile captured within the test data was run through multiple machine learning models to form a classification for each gesture. Out of the four models, the support vector machine, or SVM, model performed the best, with about 98% accuracy in recognizing each of the gestures. Side note, for clarity, we should address the use of machine learning within the control system. AI was used not only to passively translate the gestures into usable signals, it was also used to enhance the control process. By using machine learning, the AI model smoothed motion predictions and adjusted them according to the user's inconsistencies. For example, if a surgeon's wrist trembles slightly, the AI can filter out unintended movements, maintaining precise nanorobot control. Okay, back to the experiment. The following states were observed. Stationary. When the operator was relaxed, the micro or nanorobots remained in place, rotating slightly. During the stationary phase, the robots would always return to a 0 Hz frequency and a 0 degree tilt. Speed. The operator made a fist, causing the pitch of the magnetic field to shift from 0 to 90 degrees, which moved the robot forward. When the operator waved inward and held that position, the electromagnetic field's frequency increased from 2 Hz to 10 Hz, making the robot move faster. After 1 minute, the operator waved outward, reducing the frequency back to 2 Hz, which slowed the robot back down. Making a fist again stopped the robots and reset the field's pitch. Navigation. To test how well the nanorobots could navigate, researchers created two different structures. One was a microchannel maze, and the other mimicked a typical vascular system. To guide the robots, operators rotated their wrists in either direction, which adjusted the external magnetic field and directed the robots along a specific path. If the operator held the rotated wrist position, the robots continued moving in that direction. Swarm transformation. For micro-swarm robots, a spread finger gesture was used to change the intensity of the rotating magnetic field, allowing the swarm to transform into either a cage or a wheel. The cage formation was used to pick up and drop objects, while the wheel formation allowed the swarm to move freely in any direction. A second spread fingers gesture was used to return the micro-swarm back to its initial state. Task execution. Navigating was just one part of the robot's functionality. To complete specific tasks, operators used voice recognition to issue commands. In cases where the robots followed a set repetitive trajectory, commands like left, right, and middle were used to adjust the magnetic field and keep the robots on course. For tasks such as targeted drug release and operating a near-infrared laser, or NIR, commands like release and stop were used to control the robot's actions. The test results were a clear indication that utilizing a fully integrated wearable control system could allow surgeons to operate micro or nano robots without the complexities of existing controls. Due to the natural movement of each gesture, the additional need for extensive training is no longer needed. The control system provided a low latency interface as well, with a less than 500 millisecond delay between movements. Navigation was also improved, with the robot successfully navigating through gaps as narrow as 30 micrometers. The overall uniformity of the magnetic field meant control was smooth and precise, with the maximum deviation of the magnetic field strength generated was less than negative 1.64 milliteslas. That's rock solid. The prospects of this technology shows how a simple, inexpensive control method can be used to mitigate the need for handheld devices. In fields like medical practice, the more free the surgeon is to move and the fewer interactions they have with foreign surfaces, the higher the likelihood of the procedure's success. Of course, like any emerging technology, a fully integrated wearable control system has hurdles to overcome. Improving the robustness of signal interpretation, expanding the compatibility with different micro or nano robot designs, and ensuring reliability in unpredictable environments are key areas for future research. To have a look at the gesture profiles created and the different obstacles the nanorobots will run through, download and take a read through the paper. I'm Brett Beckerman. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode of Journal Club was written and performed by Brett Beckerman. It was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.